This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Good to be here. Good to be here, folks. I'm sitting here looking at the Auto World car. We got to pull the car cover off this bad boy, and let's get going. Pull that cover off! There we go. Oh, yeah. Now climb in. You know, that's the thing about Auto World's car. There's plenty of room for each and every one of you. We got a seat for each of you. It's a great thing about radio and Internet, Auto World Podcast, of course. All of us can join in, and that's what it's all about. Two heads are better than one. And today here on Auto World, that's what it's all about. Right here on Auto World, you and me. I'm Mark Evans, the host of Auto World. Good to be here with you. 45 years of touching and tasting and repairing automobiles of all kinds and buying specialty tools to do the job that, in fact, as I go through the years, those 45 years, it used to be I see parts that are no longer on cars that were on the cars back in the day. Those tools I've had to retire. And it's crazy. You know, it's like the toolbox, does it keep getting bigger? Oh, yeah, well, the toolbox is the same size, but I had to get another toolbox, and then another toolbox, and then another toolbox. And the old antique, it's kind of like the antique tools, you know, the feeler gauges to adjust points. What's points? You know, the feeler gauges today are used for, I use them for putting in the spacers on dirt bikes, to put a little, to adjust the valves on the four-stroke engines on dirt bikes. So you use those type of tools in a different way, but dwell meter? Where's that? Well, that's in the first tool box back in 45 years ago. And the machine tools to machine the blocks and the heads and to lap valves in and all that, those are antique tools. They're gone. Well, the new toolbox is all electronic. A lot of plug-in stuff we plug in today to find out why you are mad about your engine light and your ABS light and your tire light being on and then all the lights on your dash are on and what is going on. Some of you actually have transmission lights that come on. Well, that's why I'm here. That's right. I'm not saying that I know, I hardly know anything, but with the power of Auto World, the power of you, all of you, all the great Auto World affiliates, all the radio stations that take Auto World, we have a lot of knowledge out in this audience today, and that's what it's all about. So please, don't be bashful. Be a part of the Auto World show at any one point in time. You can email me again right here as we are live in Boise, Idaho, in the Auto World Plaza. And that email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's one word. Makes it easy. That's, in fact, the name of the show, and what you're listening on right now is a radio. So that's autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And, of course, I know a lot of you are almost maxed out on the friends at Facebook, which let's max it out. I ask, and you deliver, and let's do it. Facebook address is Mark Evans, my name. And, of course, you can message me at Facebook Messenger, and you do, and I appreciate that. We can get a thread going and talk and all that. Head on over and take a look at the photos I did there. We put up, we've got two or three of them in there. One of them's a carbon pitcher. Go ahead and try to guess what the pitcher of that cylinder head is and that valve that's got the carbon on it. Is what brand of car that head came off of, and look at all the parts and pieces that it takes to just to get the valves out. It's a dual overhead camshaft, but look at all the parts and pieces there that caused that car, well, just carbon caused that car to stop and it would not start. And you think about that and you say, wait a minute. Well, I'm thinking about it. Of course, I've been thinking about this for years. If there was an electric car, there would be not all those parts there. Things are changing. So I'm studying and learning and teaching myself about a lot of new cars, which are, of course, EVs. But I keep getting these questions, and that's why I'm here today for you to ask a question or teach me something, please. Stump the chump at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And Axelrod Alex is always behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine. Oh, yeah. The phone number, 855-660-4261. I welcome your calls all the time. If you're on a delayed station, that means you're calling. You're taking that number that I just gave you. You're calling. You're not getting an answer. That means you're on a delayed station. And that means this, our great affiliate is taking Auto World at a different day and a different time, an hour and all, et cetera. So always reach out to me at Auto World Radio in case you... AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. If you don't get an answer, and we'll definitely get in touch with each other, and we'll get talking about our own thread about what's going on in your auto world. So today here at Auto World, again, Auto World is 3 hours each and every week, and some of you are getting a chance to listen to it. Some of the radio stations are rerunning Auto World, which I'm very proud of that, because if you don't, I got motor mouth here, and I'm talking quite fast, and I give you a lot of information, and you didn't quite catch all of it, you can always, and please do, use that internet, use your cell phone. You got a desktop or a laptop or a cell phone that's got the internet on it. Just Google Auto World Podcast. I'm right on the top. Can't miss me. And you can listen to every show that's been in the past, and as I talk, it's being recorded. It turns into a podcast instantly. So you can always go back and take a look. So today, I've asked you on the first hour, now I'm going to ask you again, AGM. What does AGM stand for? We're going to take you into the battery technology this hour. Yeah, definitely. We're going to go into the email bag, and I've got the email bag that's sitting to the left of me. Eddie, the engine emailer, he's left. He takes the other hours off, and I can do the email bag myself. I hope so. Hopefully I don't fall into it. If I do, well, I'll come out getting one of your emails. Email me at AutoWorldRadio at any one point in time throughout the time that you need your time. Whenever's good with you, we are live right now. I'd like to hear from you. And if it's 911, you need help now, let me know, and we'll fix you right now. We're going to go into the email bag here this hour. And also, folks, why not? Let's have some fun. Right here, right now, I was talking about, help, my car is stuck. Well, a Florida man here this last week, he got his car stuck on an open drawbridge. You know, in Florida, you know, where the drawbridge, the road has to go up. It's called a drawbridge. So the boats are too tall and they can't go underneath the road. So the road goes up. Well, this gentleman, now I'm not going to mention any names, by the way, to protect the innocent here, but this gentleman, he got stuck on the bottom part of the drawbridge. So where the road is on the ground and the drawbridge goes up, he was coming, he was on the drawbridge when it went up, and his car slid down and hit the main part of the land, and he was stuck. Yes, his car was stuck on a 40-foot drop into the water below, of course, if he moved. Well, he panicked. The driver attempted to escape, of course. He opened his car door and realized that the gravity was going to go ahead and he was going to slip through that crack and go down 40 feet into the water. Well, just so happened, now this happened in Florida on that drawbridge, just so happened that the drawbridge lady that was operating the trigger to raise the drawbridge up, you know, it's against the law to raise the drawbridge up when there's a car on it. Uh-oh. She states that, in fact, it was a blind spot in the tower and she couldn't see that he was on the drawbridge. Poor guy. Now, see, he gets to go to the body shop. Front end damage, and of course the tailpipe I'm sure is smashed, because of course he was pointing the back end of that car was up on the drawbridge, and I'm sure it smashed the tailpipe. Whew, that's what I'm talking about right there. Well, he did finally get down. She pushed the lever down. Of course the drawbridge went flat, the road went flat, and he drove off. Now, I don't know what kind of wave he gave her, and I don't know what kind of wave she gave him. But I do know one thing. How are you going to talk to your insurance agent? I've got front-end damage and back-end damage, and that happened on a drawbridge. What? Would the insurance agent say, what? A drawbridge? What are you doing on a drawbridge? Oh, okay. Would it be covered? I might have to ask my insurance agent and get back with all of you and find out. We're going to do that. I'm going to call my agent and say, hey, I got stuck on a drawbridge. I got front end and back end damage. Is it covered? We're going to come back. Remember, what does AGM stand for? We're going to come back and we are going to go into the email bag. And we are also going to be detailing your car. I got an Auto World tip also. I'm Mark Evans. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hang up and drive. Get off of that telephone. You are over the road and you ain't looking where you're going. All you're doing is a yakety yak and you ain't looking where you're at.
So honey, hang up and drive.
Get off of that telephone.
welcome back to Auto World. Good to have you along. Good to have you along here in Auto World. This is Auto World. Of course, I'm your host, Mark Evans. A pleasure to have you join me each and every week in the Greasy Garage Studio, live from Boise, Idaho. You know, each and every week we do have a lot of fun, a lot of course, the news, stats, trivia, Auto World tips. We do interviews here. Of course, what happened on this day in automotive history, and did you see segment? We have that. We have recalls, as we did the first hour. We have auto racing news. Okay. In fact, with that said, and I'm just giving you a little bit of housekeeping there because we do have some new listeners. We've got some new FM stations that's joined the AW Auto World affiliate family, and I'm very honored to say that. Very honored to have more and more folks listening, of course, to help you, and you can help me. That's what it's all about. So, with that, NASCAR tracks. Folks, NASCAR's been around a long time, haven't they? And, in fact, we're in that season now where the races are rocking and rolling, and they're firing up the engines with a brand-new next-gen-type car. As I was stating earlier last week, and, of course, this week I said something about they only have no more five lug nuts. They have one nut. And that's not the nut behind the steering wheel. Yeah, they do have the nut behind the steering wheel, but they only have one nut holding the tires on now. The wheels have changed. There's a lot of things that's changed. In fact, they've got air vents down. You know, there's not like our family cars, a radiator out front with a grill, you know, that shows off the brand or the chrome or whatever paint you have. But they have air that goes through there, of course, too. This kind of neat little crack they have there that's hidden, and it goes up and exits outside the top of the hood. So now they're having problems today with that, with dirt. Yes, already. So, you know, they change things up in the cars, as you know. They have for many, many years, and some of the stuff, it does not work, and some of it does. But NASCAR tracks, have we ever really thought about the track itself, the surfaces? Well, they're getting old, and they're needing some help. Yeah, a lot of them have a lot of bumps, a lot of cracks in them now. And, in fact, they're filling the cracks with some slickery goo. And that slickery goo, when you're doing 150 plus miles an hour, turns into an ice rink without ice skates. Anyway, a little bit of NASCAR news. So, with that, again, we have a lot of fun here. And, of course, we have the word of the day that comes your way. And talking about trivia. Let's do a little trivia question here. What kind of feathers are used to clean a Jaguar before they are painted? You know, the brand new Jaguar cars? Yeah, what kind of feathers are used to clean Jaguars before they are painted? I'll answer it. Emu feathers. Emu feathers, that's right. They're used to prevent the car from attracting dust. So I guess when it comes down to detailing your car, maybe you might go out in the farming areas and look for emus and ask the farmers there if you can have some of their feathers. Love trivia. All kinds of trivia. Here on Auto World, I was talking about AGM. Do you know what AGM stands for, folks? What's it stand for? AGM. Get your paper and pen out now because we're going to go through the battery technology seminar right here on Auto World. That's right. You know, a lot of you have been asking me. In fact, this just happened to me here just yesterday. So, a gentleman was talking to me about, Mark, these EVs, come on, man, they're batteries. They've got batteries. And when they finally are no good, Mark, what are they going to do with the batteries? Well, I told him a little bit about that. And, in fact, we talked to a company here on Auto World. I'll get them back on again in California that recycle the batteries. But what my point is here is that all of us have batteries in our cars, don't we? How many of you, raise your hand, and right or left hand, how many of you go out and hand crank your car or truck today? Uh-huh. Yeah, all six rows here in the Auto World Plaza, they're shaking their head and smiling. That's what it's about. This is fun here. Oh, yeah. No one cranks their cars anymore, so you all have batteries. Have you ever thought about you go buy a battery and you take the core back to the auto parts store? Why? Because they charge you, what, $5 or $10 for the core? And you don't want the stupid thing hanging around your garage, do you? No. The trash man, do they take them? Some cities they do, some cities they don't. Well, where does it go? Well, first off, let's give a little bit of, some information about batteries. You know, the lead-acid battery technology, you know, that starts your car, it was invented, folks, back in 1860, and it was remaining largely unchanged from its original intended use all the way up to today. It was to power lights back in the train carriages back in the day. Electrical system featured high-powered components on today's cars, of course, need batteries. And they need more power. Your car needs more power, such as active chassis systems, lane departure warnings, low tire pressure alerts, Wi-Fi, and much more on your car. The power demanded of automotive batteries has been greater every single year. That's why the automotive industry, folks, is turning to an improved battery technology, AGM. What's it stand for? Absorbed glass mat. Absorbed glass mat. AGM. Batteries are delivering additional power and more. An old-school lead-acid batteries have a basic design, positive and negative terminals on the outside and positive and negative lead plates inside, immersed in an electrolyte consisting of 75% water and 25% sulfuric acid. These traditional automotive batteries, folks, convert chemical energy into electricity, which is amperage, by moving electrons through the plates. And between the terminals, the positive and the negative, of course, the AGM batteries are similar, but instead of housing a free-flowing liquid, the electrolyte is absorbed into fiberglass mats that are pressed together with lead plates like a multi-layered sandwich. Bologna sandwich. Which creates more efficient environment to generate more needed power. In a traditional or flooded lead-acid battery, the electrons must fight their way through the electrolyte, folks, to produce electricity. Think of it as resistance you feel when you try to push your hand through water. Not good. It's harder, isn't it? Yeah. The resistance is lower in the absorbed mat design on an AGM battery. The electrons move quicker and more evenly. This provides, of course, 15% more pulse cranking amps than flooded sulfuride batteries. And greater energy storage capacity is bigger also. So, let me just put it this way. As simple as I can say it. The AGM batteries age starting in extreme temperatures better than a normal sulfuric acid battery. And can last up to twice as long as a traditional battery that's got the flooded liquid in it. Giving you a reason to leave the headlights on longer. I'm Mark Evans. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World right here from the Battery Technology Studio.
GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
European leaders have introduced a series of measures in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Among them, closing the skies over the 27-nation bloc through Russian aircraft, the EU will also ban some Russian media outlets and will finance the purchase and delivery of weapons and other equipment for Ukraine. The EU's policy chief says their actions is in response to the Ukrainian foreign minister who urged officials to do more. The most important environmental case in more than a decade comes before the Supreme Court on Monday. It centers on the EPA's ability to regulate power plant emissions. The Biden administration wants to cut greenhouse emissions in half by the end of the decade, Legal observers say a decision can go beyond the environment. It would affect the federal government's ability to regulate health care, workplace safety, and more. This is USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard, I'm here with Nancy B., who's a longtime user of Revive One. Nancy, tell me, how has Revive One changed your life?
Well, my husband has a lot of pain in his back, and believe me, we've tried a million things. They have so many things on the counter. I've had prescriptions. I've had all kinds of things. But this really, really does relieve the pain on his shoulder and his back. And now I've got a little bursitis in my hip, and I've been using that too. And I'm so pleased. I tell people to please try this product because it really, really works.
Not available in stores or on Amazon. Get yours factory direct at painfreeland.com. That's painfreeland.com. Use coupon code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. Pain relief or your money back at painfreeland.com or call 877-577-2289. Not available in stores or on Amazon. Painfreeland.com. Coupon code SAVE20. The active ingredient in Revive One has been shown to temporarily relieve pain associated with arthritis, muscle strains, sprains, and more. Use only as directed.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's good to have you along. I got the pedal to the metal. We're in fourth gear now here on Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Thanks for joining us here right into the Greasy Garage studio each and every week. Some weeks we go down the hall and get into different studios. And why not? You know, that's what it's all about. Easter's coming and all the holidays. We've got, I think we've got an Easter Bunny studio. I don't know. We'll find out come Easter time. Anyway, good to have you along. It's a pleasure. It is now time to go to the email bag to the left of me.
There it is.
I dig into the email bag here and get an email out. Ah, dang, I dig in too deep and I get them all crumpled up. Ah, there it is. Okay, I got to uncrumple it so I can read it. Okay, email address, folks, right here on Auto World is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And again, you can email me at any one point in time when you, we never know when your car, truck, or your ride, your, you know, how you get around is ever, when it's going to break. So email me whenever you'd like just to say hi. I do definitely welcome all your emails. And again, I like to go into the old Lincoln Continental we've got and into the trunk and get you a detailed gift. So this email I can read. If you do not want me to read on your email live on the air, just put no, don't read, but please help, and I will, definitely. And then don't forget 911. If it's 911 you need help now, go for it. Put 911 up in the front, and we'll get you fixed. Okay, this email says, "Hi, Mark. Thanks for taking my email." Absolutely. Kim here listening to you every week on our local station, AM 1370, Nashville, Indiana. Well, gosh, hey, Kim, fantastic. I've never had an email coming from Nashville. I do appreciate it. Let's do a shout-out to our great affiliate there in Nashville. AM is AM 1370, Bloomington, Greenwood, Columbus, Bedford, Nashville, Indiana. And, of course, hello to your FM site, FM 98.7. Good to have both of the affiliates there taking the show. And, Kim, thank you. There's our shout-out horn. Yes. My voice is kind of raspy. I couldn't do the shout-out. Well, I guess I did. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's good to be there in Nashville, Indiana. Absolutely. How's your winter been there, Kim? Let me know. Okay, and also, too, Kim, I don't see an address here. If you would, send me an email address back where I can send you some detail gifts. Now, let's get to your email and get you fixed. Being in the business, she says, being in the business, being in the business for all your years, I'm sure you have coated the floor in your shop with some kind of paint. My question to you, Mark, do you recommend one garage floor paint over another? Love your show, Kim. In Nashville, Indiana. Well, Kim, you're absolutely right. And thanks for bringing in the garage word. And why I say that, because next week, folks, I'm taking you into the garage. Yes, we're going to be having the next week organizing your garage segment next week. So, anyway, Kim, thanks. That's a little bit of a plug there for next week. Kim, you're absolutely right. I have gone through so many types of garage paint, floor paint, that it's just ridiculous. And I do recommend for all of us to paint our floors in our garages. Single car, you know, now it's got to be concrete. Don't think I'm a funny business guy here with trying to paint dirt. If you got dirt, let's get it concreted, okay? And if you got an asphalt garage floor, you can treat an asphalt garage floor too. Get it sealed. Because the biggest, baddest thing is that it's just cleaner, it smells better, and your car will thank you. That's right, your car will thank you. Kim, if you're going to do it yourself, a couple things here. Go to Home Depot. The Orange Box. Go to the Orange Box Home Depot, and yes, they do have, and I have used it, and it does actually work. I did put it in my garage floor at my house, and you can pick your colors right there. Go to the paint department. It's Rust-Oleum. It's the brand, Rust-Oleum. We're all familiar with that brand. They've got spray can paints, of course, that are rock, literally rock. I've used their cans, spray painted on engines and all that, and the paint lasts, and so does it does on the garage floors, too. I did a gray one with the blue-black speckles. In fact, the main key to that, it comes with an epoxy that you've got to add in. It's a simple process, Kim. Really, it is. But the key to painting your floor is basically just like painting a car. If you do not get it clean, get the floor clean, the paint will not stick. So can you imagine not washing your car and then just having mud and dust all over it and then just driving it into the paint shop and say, hey, will you go ahead and change the color on my car when they don't wash it and they just spray over the dirt and the dust? That paint's not going to stick. So as you drive into your garage floor, your tires are going to, you know, peel up the paint instantly, and you're going to have basically, if it's a double car garage, you'll have, what, four stripes? You'll have a stripe look like a NASCAR or an Indianapolis 500 type of garage floor with race stripes on it. So, but it's Rust-Oleum, Home Depot, Lowe's, I've got the same thing. Now, if you want some really good commercial stuff, Kim, and really spend the money, you can hire it done. Of course, there is, I believe one of the companies, I better be careful saying a name here with that, but there's a lot of companies out there in each and every one of our towns, all the folks, you folks listening, that do garage floor painting for the building of the new houses. So if you don't know, like I'm saying, I don't know the name in your area, just drive over to where the new houses are being built, and you will see and ask. Just pull over, walk in, don't drive too close to the brand new fresh building house, because you'll have Dales in your tires, and you'll be calling me or emailing me here on Auto World trying to figure out, you know, how to fix the tires. So just park half a block away and then walk in, you know, and you can walk around the nails, and you won't have nails in your tennis shoes. So, but just go in and ask them, you know, hey, who's going to paint the floor here? And they'll tell you, the company. And that company, believe it or not, they're probably going to do the whole neighborhood there, those new houses. And can you throw my house in that package? And you'll get a good deal. You will. They'll charge you the same, literally, if you're not too far away from that brand new house subdivision. They might throw you the same price. You know, just add another one more on there. Instead of doing 50 new houses, they'll add 51, and yours will be there. But if it's not clean, if you have not pulled everything out and they have to move stuff out, see, it's all part of that, you know, cost of time. But you can also go to like Sherman Williams, where you buy your house paint, and you can buy and ask them, I want the most industrial style of epoxy garage floor paint you folks have. And they will. sell you, and it's very expensive, Kim, but they will sell you a lot. It's a lot better than Rust-Oleum. It lasts a lot longer, and it's basically, you better get yourself a face mask that has got the aerator in it, because you are going to get sick from breathing the fumes. That's the difference. It's industrial. All these big plants use that on their floors, but it lasts forever. Now, that's what I use on my commercial shop, and it works forever. Rust-Oleum at home, commercial, Sherman Williams paint store on the commercial shop. Hopefully that helps, Kim. Thanks for emailing us from, you know where, Nashville, Indiana. Good to be with you there in Nashville, Indiana. It's Indiana, Indianapolis 500 track. That's what it's all about right there. That's how you do it. Send me an address back too, Kim, and we'll get you some detailed products out to get that car you own inside and outside looking good inside that new garage floor. You know, the thing is, we're going to go next week again, a little plug. We're going to go in, I'm going to help you organize your garage, and I'm going to have some products and certain things that I can help you with to get your garage organized to make it so you feel better. When your car pulls in there and you have room, don't you just hate it when you have to watch your right mirror before you take it off on the right wall there because you got so much stuff, shelves and stuff, and then, you know, you get out and another car is so close to you because the other car, your wife's car, your husband's car, your significant other's car has to cream into yours as close as it can get because you got shelves on the other side? That's what I'm talking about. Let's get this stuff organized. That's next week, though. Now we come back, we are going to take you, I'm taking you into the most luxurious EV automobile after this short break from all of our great sponsors. Thanks for being here. I'm Mark Evans.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
February is Heart Month.
every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From Boise, Idaho, you're listening to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to be along with you, all of you. Every single A&W Auto World affiliate, what a pleasure and honor and very proud to be behind the microphone. All of us is quite a team, Auto World team. Does everybody know what time it is? Well, it's Auto World time, AW time, the official ASC certified high octane turbocharged, supercharged, chrome plated, pearl painted, tire burning, nitrous smelling radio, podcast, internet, TV, talk show. Welcome aboard. Glad to be here. Here's a trivia question for each and every one of you. Now, this one is shouting out to all of you to answer this. I'm not going to answer it for you this time because I got too many gifts to give away. We got gifts in that Lincoln Continental outside the studio, and I'm going to, well, hey, engine, oh, yeah, Eddie, the engine emailer, he's back in the studio. Can you go out with a pry bar and get that trunk open so we can get some detailed gifts out? Oh, yeah, he's, yeah? He says, I need some kind of a noisemaker to let everybody know that he's saying yes. Okay, we'll get you a horn. Axelrod, Alex, he's got a horn. Darn right, he's got the shout-out horn. Okay, the trivia question is, and by the way, Axelrod, Alex, we're going to be using that shout-out horn next hour because we're going to go into the email bag, so get ready. Okay, so the trivia question for all of you to answer here at Auto World. What is the oldest car company still in business today? What is the oldest car company still in business today? 855-660-4261. Email me, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Hey, with that said, too, I want to highlight this as you folks listening live, and you answer it, thank you, and you answer it right, and you're going to get a gift. For you folks listening on delay, you're also going to answer it, aren't you? But you're on a delayed station. Different day, different hour, different time. You're also going to get a gift. So don't be bashful. Answer it. What is the oldest car company still in business today? 855-660-4261. Email me, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And I got to add in Facebook Messenger. Facebook message me. Facebook address is my name, Mark Evans. You can friend me over there if you would. And that is also Instagram, folks. Instagram account is Auto World Media. And Auto World Radio, I welcome you over to Auto World Radio Facebook page and go look at that carboned up intake. I think it's an intake valve, exhaust valve, whatever. All of them are all carboned up to the point of no return on that. What brand of car is that that I pulled that cylinder head off of and pulled those valves out to clean them? There's another question for you for some great gifts. Yes. I've got a couple cracked windshields I need to get to you for a gift. I've got some tires out here that are all down to the steel belts we've got to get rid of. In fact, I think I even have a broken headlight I can send you. Not. No. Everybody gets a good gift. I'm just kidding with you. Just having fun. That's what it's all about. Okay, it is time now to go and find out who has the most luxurious, oh, that word is so big and long and tall, the most luxurious EV automobile on the planet. First and foremost, get over to Facebook and take a look at the picture of the friend sitting in the back seat of the car, relaxing. Yes, that is the back seat of that car. What is it? It's the Faraday. Future's first vehicle enters pre-production, folks. The most luxurious EV on the market. It's been a bumpy road, but in Hanford, California, by the way, it's Faraday Future is based in Hanford, California. Congratulations! U.S.! Congratulations. They're building the first production intent vehicle at the Hanford plant. It's important steps, of course, towards reaching their start of production in the Q3 here this year, folks. It's the good car. It's an FF91. What is it? Crucial step for the company, of course, is getting it out there to all of us. They unveiled it, this pre-production FF91, for final engineering and validation, the certificate of it, the certification. Is the fourth of seven manufacturing milestones for this company that they announced back in October of 2021. Yep, in Hanford, California. Faraday. What is it? It's like it's a four-door sedan. It's a little bigger than the normal car. As you can see, the back seat of Kiss. I can go on here for 3 hours talking about all this. But what are they building? Seriously. Well, the Faraday, the FF91, doesn't appear to have changed significantly from the very previous one that they built, but it has. It remains a large five-door crossover, and the company hasn't revealed the vehicle's specifications quite yet. Once they find out, I will let you know. But the previous FF91, the prototypes, they're equipped with three. Now listen up here. This is where you need the pen and paper and pencil out again, because this is going to basically get your head to spin on top of your body. The Faraday FF91, folks, is equipped with three 350 horsepower electric motors backed by a substantial 130 kilowatt hour lithium ion battery pack that powers all four wheels with 1,050 horsepower. And you thought the GMC Hummer had a lot of power at 1,000? Well, this five-door crossover just beat the GMC Hummer by 50 horsepower. 1,050 horsepower under the hood of this bad boy. Well, I can't really say it's under the hood anymore. It's under the skin. That's enough power, folks, to reach 60 miles an hour in 2.39 seconds. The top speed of this five-door crossover is reportedly 155 miles per hour. Range now. This is everything that you've all been asking me about. The range of this automobile. You want to know what all these EVs are going. What's the range, Mark? What's the range? The range of this Faraday FF91 five-door crossover is 376 miles on one single charge. That's right. This is a turning point in the EV industry. They have been around for quite a few years. They've been studying it, the first one. They agreed to produce the FF81, but that's not going to come. That was a prototype. Now, will this FF91, they're saying the third quarter here of 2022, will it come to be? Another choice in an EV automobile for each and every one of us. And it is, as they state, as from what I can tell, looking and studying, no, I have not been in one yet. No, I have not been riding in one, driving one yet. But looking at what I see in my media packages, it's like, are you kidding me? What? The back seat is this that big? The front? It is literally, this company has also got a, well, Faraday, the future, still months away, of course, from getting it out here to us in the last quarter of the third quarter of this year. The company has launched the FF Intelligent app from Apple and for Apple and for Android devices. You know what that means? You're going to probably be driving this car with your cell phone. Now I'm in trouble. 45 years of doing this, I'm going to have to get and find some books to, well, you know, am I going to be still around to fix this one? Oh, yeah, I'll still be around. But the future is here. And by the way, the car does have a steering wheel. Just wanted to get that out there. So, hey, looks like we're just a wiper shield blade away from the garage door going down here on this Hour of Auto World. So I want to thank everybody. First and foremost, Axelrod Alex, engineer, producer of the show. Yeah, thank you. General Motor George, my chief engineer. He keeps me wired, of course. Audi Adam, he's always out taking care of my affiliates. Lug Nut Lee, the program director and marketing manager at GCN. He's always keeping the wheels, the lug nuts tight on this show. T-Bird Ted, he's the founder and CEO of Genesis Communications Network. GCNLive.com. Thanks, everybody, for joining me. We'll look forward to seeing you and hearing from you the next hour here on Auto World. Drive safe. Motor on.
It's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.